2 Kings chapter number 7, begin reading verse number 3. And there were four leprous men at the inner end of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." One more passage of Scripture. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, if you would. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 33. Verse number 6. Deuteronomy 33 and 6. Short verse here. "Let Reuben live and not die. Let not his men be few." Let's read that one more time. "Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few." If you would stretch your hands this way one more time and ask God to help us, dear precious Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord God, for the invitation. We thank you for this pastor, for his church. We thank you, God, Lord, for you already coming down here and us filling your spirit, God, this morning. God, now we ask you, Lord, to anoint us, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay. Anoint the ears of this congregation, Lord. God, let us say what you'd have us to say. Not one word more or one word less, God. And we'll give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And all the congregation said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. If God would help us for just a little bit, I'd like to preach on "You Can Live Now." Hallelujah. You can live now. Amen. As I look across the landscape of this United States of America, and even in our holiness movement, I have seen the cheapening of life. Amen. There is some millions now. I don't have the exact number. It grows every year, of aborted babies. Amen. And there is suicide. Suicide is such a problem. And used to, Brother Prescott, it was a problem that was out here in the world. Amen. And now we are seeing and hearing of tales of young people. Amen. Even my first cousin works with me there. She's my secretary there in the office. She came to work the other day and she said that had a gentleman that just on Sunday got up and testified how good that God was to him, Brother Ralston. And that week on Monday or Tuesday took his life, stabbed himself, amen, then shot himself, took his own life, amen. And I thought, oh God have mercy, amen, how that life is cheapened, how the devil, amen, has come into this world, how the devil has come into young people's hearts and minds. As Brother Ralston preached so good about the thoughts, amen. And he tells them, oh, well, you can end it all, amen. You don't have to live that way. You can just end it all, amen. And I thought, oh, God have mercy. The message that we want to give them is you can live, hallelujah. And not only can you live, but you can live right now, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God have mercy. Would you help me this morning? But I love to see the attitude of these lepers. And for just a little while, I'd like to preach, amen, on four things here of these lepers, amen. But the thing that really strikes a chord in my heart, and, you know, we talk about being optimists. I am probably an over-optimist. I'm always, at least my men tell me that, when that I tell them what they can get done today, they think I'm an over-optimist, you know. But I thought as these lepers here, they decided in their heart that they were going toward life, even if it killed them when they got there. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the whole point of my message right there. Amen. But the first thing here that I want to bring out about these lepers is they recognized that they were dying. Amen. The first thing that you have to do before you can live is you got to recognize that you're dying. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Help me here now. Amen. You know, most diseases, cancers, tumors, are detected by self-examination. You realize that? More of those are found by self-examinations than even by doctors. Amen. Why is that, Brother Travis? Well, you know, you say, well, something just don't feel right. Something just ain't acting right. So what do? Amen. You say, well, I think something's wrong. And so you go to a physician, you go to a doctor, and sure enough, amen, they diagnose you, or they say, well, we've got to run some tests, Brother Prescott. Amen. But oh, in our spiritual lives, amen, could I say this morning that we must self-examine our lives, hallelujah. We must self-examine our hearts and realize, amen, are we living or are we dying, hallelujah. Oh, have mercy on us, Lord. Amen. Oh, where is your first love at? Do you remember when you first came into the church? Do you remember that first love that you had when you got saved? My goodness, there was a backslider that come in just a few months ago, a couple of months ago, and the very next service, Brother Prescott, we come in, and you know, we're just probably like most of you. You come in and you know, you may have a couple praying or shaking hands and talking and socializing a little bit. Walked in the back door and all of a sudden I heard somebody give out a big old war whoop. I said, Lord have mercy, the terrorist has done hit rich land, you know. And I looked in there and I seen somebody running. I said, my goodness, Brother Peach, what's going on here? And I looked through there, and that young man that had just prayed, amen, and God had restored his life, was a drug addict, amen. He was so happy he couldn't wait for church to start. Amen. He started church himself. Hallelujah. Amen. He started running up and down the aisles. He started skipping and dancing. Amen. He started shouting. Amen. He would go to somebody, shake their hands. He'd start jumping up and down. And I thought, my God, have mercy. Amen. That's what we're missing in our church services. Amen. Are we dead? Amen. But can I tell you, if you self-examine yourself, amen, you'll find out, do I have the love that I had when I first got in this? You know, we like to liken this as preachers to our marriages, you know. Do you still send her a card? Do you still buy her roses? My wife informed me, hadn't been married too many years, and she said, honey, I really would like a Cato's gift card more than a dozen of roses. So, amen. I thought, she said, they're pretty and they smell good, but they're going to wilt and die, and I can take that gift card down there and buy me something. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thought, oh, hallelujah. Amen. You remember, amen, when that you was dating her and trying to get her, hallelujah, trying to catch her eye. Amen. Oh, hey, do you remember when you come to the altar? Do you remember when Jesus washed away your sins? Hallelujah. Do you remember when the burden of sin was so heavy upon you that you couldn't even look up? Amen. You was crying, tears was coming, and you felt that cleansing in your heart, and you got up from that altar of repentance, and you said, oh, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. And then as the fire raged, you went from house to house. Amen. You got your phone, you called your mom, you called your dad, your neighbors knew that you'd got saved. And then all of a sudden, we see the fire just start to burn down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The question this morning is, are you dying? Huh? These lepers here, as they were without the camp, as they were segregated, hallelujah, they realized, hey, we're dying. We're dying. Amen. Oh, help me here. Amen. The second thing is, they broke the silence of the cycle. Not only did they realize they were dying, some of us, we may realize that, well, my church is dead, but ain't nothing I can do. My prayer life is dead. I didn't realize my Bible, I don't even know where it's at. Probably got a half inch of dust on it. But, you know, I just, no. I'd like to bend there, amen, and that standing looking at that group of lepers, and I guarantee you one old boy said, hey, we know we're dying. We know we're dying. But why sit we here until we die? Huh? Hey, can I tell you, amen, I don't know where in all you're from. I heard from Florida, amen, from Mississippi, amen, from Warren, Georgia, Virginia, amen, but can I tell you, wherever you're at, you can break the silence of the cycle, hallelujah. Amen, if your youth group is dead, you can be the one that can bring that spark back into it, hallelujah. Amen, if congregation singing is dry, amen, how about getting up and clapping a little harder? How about singing a little louder? Amen, if prayer meeting is dead, amen, how about lifting up your voice, amen, and saying, God, would you please come down here in my church, God, because I don't want to die, hallelujah. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Amen, we are so consumed with peer pressure. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Boy comes home from school and says, Dad, I want some Nike tennis shoes. Well, how come, son? Because everybody else has got them. Well, Dad, son, we can go get a pair for $30 down here, you know, at the Walmart. Whatever. Dad, I got to have Nike. How come? Because it's peer pressure, huh? Yeah, it's peer pressure. Amen. It's the same thing we fight in our holiness services. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. You take, how many Sunday school teachers we got in here? Yeah, I see a few hands here. Any of you teach the primary class? Smaller ones? Yeah. Boy, they're quiet, ain't they? Huh? They're not? We had one, I teach the teenage class there, young adult class there at Westside. And we was back. I had the boys and the girls. There's probably 20-some of them in there. And I was teaching back in the fellowship hall because we just come through our meeting and still had some beds set up in the classroom. All of a sudden, one of the young mothers come busting through the door and said, I got to have an ice pack. Said one of the kids fell off the table and hit her head. Amen. Well, amen. What is it? They're excited, huh? They got energy, huh? Amen. Oh, yes. You can't hardly keep them quiet. Amen. They want to talk. Amen. The sister was telling about how it's so exciting telling about the story, and their eyes would just light up like light bulbs. Are you kidding me? Really? You mean that little old boy killed that big old guy? Wow, amen. But you know what? We come to the house of God and we've heard the same stories. Amen. We've heard the same singing and we'll sit in our pews. Amen. My God, it couldn't move us. Couldn't move us. Couldn't raise our hands. Can I tell you, amen? We can live. Hallelujah. Amen. We can live by breaking the silence of the cycle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's spontaneous. You get somebody over here raising their hand and shouting hallelujah, it may be a little odd, you know, but after a while you do it long enough, young people, you'll have your neighbor doing it, hallelujah. Amen, and then it'll spread. Amen, oh my God, I refuse, amen, to let the holiness movement die, amen. Oh my God, we can live, church, we can live. Amen, God wants a church that is ready when He comes back. God wants an excited church. God wants a church that will cry out to Him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. You know, their cycle was... These leper cycles, first of all, they were lepers, right? Second, they had to, man, get away from me. Get away from me, segregation. Away from their families. And then the third thing, they were going to die. Man, that's a pretty bad cycle, ain't it? Lepers, segregation, death. But one of these guys looked at the other and said, hey, if we sit here, we're going to die. Huh? If we go up to the Assyrians, they might have pity on us. They may give us some food, but I guarantee you one thing. If we die there or we die here, at least we've tried. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen for a church? Amen. That'll break the silence of the cycle. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. It's easy to go with the flow. Hallelujah. I said it's easy to go with the flow. It's easy to keep quiet. It's easy to say, well, don't make any waves. That's the way it's always been done. Amen. Oh, but can I tell you, amen, Ezekiel said, amen, it's like fire. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, have mercy. Amen. Brother Ryan read it. Amen. It's like fire. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's burning in my heart. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my joints. Amen. I can't keep quiet. I've got to tell somebody about it. Hallelujah. Amen. I was telling you about a little bit about the young man backslid in our church, went out in the world, and he stood up and he told us. He said, I just didn't want authority. He said, I didn't want authority. Let me tell you something, young men, young women, you're on dangerous ground when you're bucking authority, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got out, amen, and he said, Brother Travis, he said, I would have never dreamed that I would have went as low as I went. Probably 31 years of age right now, amen. The day his lowest ebb, he took 22 Xanaxes one time. Shot methadone in his vein, same time. Got some crystal meth, some other drugs. It was enough, Brother Prescott. He should have been dead. I mean, no question about it. He should have been dead. He walked up to his mother's house. If you've ever been to our church, you know who I'm talking about. Sister Lois Horton lived right down below us. They lived right below her. And walked up to her house. And I'm telling you, the reason I said you'd know her is because there ain't hardly a service goes by till she's a shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't tell you the times that she's raised her hands and she said, pray for my boys. Pray for my children. Pray for my boys. Pray for John David. Pray for John David. He's in awful shape. Pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him. Amen. He walked up there to Mama's house. He opened the door. Amen. She took one look at him. She said, John, amen, you need to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what she was telling him? John, you're going to die if you don't pray. Hallelujah. You know what he did? He said, I know it, Mama. And he fell right there in her floor of that little house, Brother Prescott. Amen. And began to pray and seek God. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, God saved his soul. He come to church that night. He fell into the altar. We prayed for him. We prayed for him. Oh, my God, we prayed and prayed and prayed. Amen. Amen. He got up. He said, you know, I know it's going to be hard. When you're a hard drug addict, let me tell you something. My God, have mercy. Amen. It takes God to get you through that. You hear me? You hear me? Methadone ain't the answer. That's right. Amen. Brother Mike and Sister Deb had to, our pastor, pastor's wife had to go preach a meeting. A couple of days went by, and I received a phone call, and I heard a voice on the other end. Said, Brother Travis, are there any way you could come and pray? We are worn down. We are worn down. The devil is fighting us. Amen. He was going through withdrawal so bad that his heart was literally stopping. Amen. He thought it was going to explode from his chest. Amen. I called Brother Benjamin Roberts. Amen. I called another brother. I said, I'm coming to pick you up. Amen. All the way up there, I was praying. I said, God, I can't do it, Lord. God, there's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do. But God, if you'll go with us, Lord, amen, we can fight the very powers of hell. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember we walked through, amen, that door, amen, and I seen her. I seen that godly holiness, Holy Ghost filled mama. She was sitting over there, amen. She was already pacing the floor, amen. I seen John David there, and before I said anything, I said, all right, amen, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. I grabbed my Bible. I opened it up, amen, to Psalms. I started reading. The Holy Ghost came down. We had a little bit of heaven right there. Why? Because we cried out to God. Amen. Can I tell you, wherever you're at, you can break that silence. Hallelujah. And God will hear you when you pray. Hey, the age of miracles ain't over. You hear me? Amen. We hear, well, it's for the Brush Arbor. We hear it's back for, you know. But let me tell you something. I seen God work a miracle that day. Woo, hallelujah. You don't come off of 22 Xanaxes, methadone, crystal meth, amen, cocaine, whatever, you name it, he took it. You don't come off of that, amen, without the help of God, hallelujah. He didn't take one pill, amen, he didn't go to the doctor, amen. Amen, I said we serve a God that is able to hear us when we break the silence of the cycle, hallelujah. I'm hurrying. Third thing is their hunger motivated them. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Someone said the world's most motivated man is a 5'6" man in 6 feet of water. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? He's fighting for his life. Huh? Let me ask you something. Are you hungry enough? Are you hungry enough? I said, are you hungry enough? You know, Brother Prescott, as I was studying and praying for this message, I thought, you know, sometimes I really believe that we do our children an injustice because of all the comforts that we give them. And I know, I grew up on top of a little place called Chicken Ridge, Virginia. And all that was there was sandstone, a little bit of dirt, amen, and it was a bunch of hills, Brother Austin, I mean. And Dad decided there was six of us, and he decided we was going to have a garden. And when you've got a hill like this and sandstone and maybe 2 inches of dirt, and we had no front tine tiller. You remember them front tine tillers? Amen. We had no front tine tiller. I remember wrestling that thing up that hill, beating it. You'd think you just about hadn't it hit a chunk of that sandstone. I mean, it'd go crazy on you. And you know, never one time did I ever think about telling Dad I wasn't going to work in the garden. No, not one time. I have better sense than that. Hallelujah. Amen. But I remember, amen, that old tiller, amen, we'd go down there, and after 2 or 3 years, all the dirt on the top ended up in the bottom. We had the best crops in the bottom, you know, because it kind of washed down, you know. And I remember working in that old garden, and I remember thinking, my goodness, amen, why don't they just buy this stuff? It ought to be cheaper to buy this stuff. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do this? Amen, but you know what? Amen, when harvest time comes, amen, I love taking a salt shaker, amen, and a pocket knife, amen, boys, and going down to the garden and digging me up a potato, amen, getting me a tomato off the vine and sitting right there with a cucumber, amen, and having a feast, amen. Why? Because it took some hard work. It took some motivation. Amen. You know what we're losing, amen, in this generation? Amen. It's the motivation. Amen. They didn't have to work it out. Amen. This building, amen. Brother Prescott, it's a beautiful building. But amen, do you realize, amen, some of our forefathers, they had to work all day in the fields, and they come to the house of God, and they still had the Spirit of God. Amen. What was it? They were motivated by hunger for God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said they were motivated by hunger from God. You didn't have an air-conditioned car. You didn't have, amen, a microwave. Brother Neil Bridges come preach us a meeting. He told about Sister Joanne got a microwave, brought in and said, now, Neil, got a microwave here, and said you can fix a hot dog in it, warm a hot dog up here, and said you can do it in 30 seconds. He said, I looked at her, said, I didn't say nothing. I looked at her, I said, so she went to town. He said, I'm going to try this thing out. He said, I put me a hot dog in there. He said, and I said, 30 seconds, there's no way. So he said, I'll put it on 3 minutes. He said, that's still, you know, a lot shorter than getting the pot out and boiling the water and, you know, heating up the wiener and the chili and all that, you know. So he said, I put it in there in 3 minutes. He said, when I got that out, he said, it was rubber. He said, how in the world Amen. Can something do that in 30 seconds? Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? Amen. We have gadgets. We have gizmos. We have all the things we can think of to make our life easier, to make our life faster. Amen. And you know what it does? It makes us busier and busier and busier. Hallelujah. Till we forget about. Amen. My God, where's the prayer closet? Amen. Where's the time to come to church early and seek the face of God? Amen. I say, God, give us back the hunger. I say, God, give us back the hunger. Amen. God, give us back the hunger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There was a time. Amen. That when you got sick, you called for the elders of the church to pray for you. Huh? Oh, yes. Now we say, hey, honey, call them while we're headed to the doctor. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. Call them while we're going to the emergency room. Amen. Oh, I'm preaching to myself. Let me tell you, I'm preaching to myself. I need more hunger. Hell, hallelujah. But can I tell you, hunger is a motivation. Amen. When you get hungry, you will seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These lepers said, we're going to die because we're going to die of hunger. Hallelujah. Trying to close here, but I thought, as that woman with the issue of blood, she didn't say, well, if Jesus comes by here, huh? Zacchaeus didn't say, well, you know, if Jesus happens to come by my house, I'll see if I can make an appointment with him. No. There was something there that motivated them to go find Jesus. And it's no different. It's no different in today's hour. We must go toward Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do we come to church and worship God? I tell you why. Because we're trying to find Jesus. Huh? And you know what? Somebody said, well, I can have church in my house. Whatever, yeah, you probably can. And you know, I've had some wonderful services. Driving down the road, Brother Prescott, I've had wonderful services. But you know what? I have not had near as many as I have in God's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's where He dwells. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah, He'll come. He'll come. Amen. You can call Him in the midnight hour wherever you're at. Amen. Yeah, He'll come to you. But my God, can we have a hunger and a thirst? Amen. We come to the house of God. Amen. In one mind and one accord. Amen. To seek His face. Someone said, don't wait till the iron is hot to strike. Strike until the iron gets hot. Think about that. Do you wait till everybody's shouting and running to get in? Oh, come on now. I said, do you wait till everybody's shouting and running to get in? A lot of times we get splash on blessings. You know what that is, don't you? We stand beside somebody that's getting in and we get a little splash and we think, whoo, boy, that's good. But you know what? My Lord, I love to see some old brother and sister. I love to see some young person that comes in the house of God with thanksgiving and praise and saying, you know what? I'm going to pray it down. Hallelujah. I am going to pray until the iron gets hot. Hallelujah. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait because in that waiting, I may die. Hallelujah. I may get cold and I may die. Hallelujah. Amen. We are so intimidated by obstacles. My Lord, ain't that true? Ain't that true? The last thing here, their actions brought life to others. Oh, yeah. Well, they say, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. When you get it just right, you can't keep it to yourself. Oh, yes. And you know what? Moms and dads, it'll be the saving, and you'll bring life to your own household. You know, I can remember, and I've heard different ones say, now, children, do as I say, not as I do. You ever said that? You ever been guilty of doing that? Amen. do as I say and not as I do. Well, let me tell you something. If your children ain't worshiping God, do some self-examination of yourself. When's the last time I raised my hand and worshiped God? When's the last time I stood up and backed a preacher? When's the last time I made a lap around the church? When's the last time that I got up and told about the goodness of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Bring in action. Amen. When you do that, it'll bring life to other people. Hallelujah. To your family. Amen. To your friends. Amen. We've got a lost and dying world. Amen. We've got a workforce. Amen. That you have to go out there every day and rub shoulders with. And you know what? You can bring life to them, but you must have life yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody wants a dead religion. Nobody wants a dead religion. Amen. There was a grandmother. She had gotten old and feeble. And her daughter and her little granddaughter would come over and clean the house, Brother Prescott. And they had one of them little French horn baskets that's got the fruit hanging out of it. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of antiques now probably, but you know, had that French horn, had the plastic grapes and all the fruit and stuff out. And the little granddaughter complained every time because she had to clean that. You know how those grapes get after a while? They get, you can squeeze them and they don't squeeze that back, you know? And you know, the fruit kind of just looks a little bedraggled and sticky, you know, and catches all that dust and stuff. And so the granddaughter one day said, "Mom, why don't we just throw this thing away?" Said, "It's been here ever since I can remember." And so the mother sat down. She said, "Let me tell you a story." She said, "My grandparents, my parents, your grandparents, had a little store right down here. Had a little farm and some cattle and different things, not very big. But said when the Depression hit, it was tough times. And said, they would have people come into the store and tell about how bad it was. They were losing this and they were losing that. And said, then as Dad would come home from the store, him and Mom would sit there and us kids would sit around the table and they would tell about how bad that the economy is. Have you heard those words in the last little bit? About how the recession is about to take them under. How this one and this one and this one." Said it went on, Brother Prescott, for months. And said, you know, supper time's supposed to be a happy time, right? And said, finally one evening we come in from the fields working, come home from school, and said, we seen this little French horn basket sitting right on the table. And said, we all looked at it and kind of wondered what it was and how come it was there. And said, we sat down at a table and said, Mother got up and she said, "Listen, I've got an announcement to make. For the past few months, all we've talked about is how bad that it's been. All we've talked about is how the Depression is going to kill everybody. We're all going to die." And said, "You know what? We haven't missed one meal. We've still got stuff in the dairy. We're still getting milk from the cow." And said, "This horn with this basket represents plenty." And said, "As for right now, this household is out of the Depression." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. She said, "Honey, we can't throw that away." Hallelujah. It's a monument. Amen. I thought, how many of us today? Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's tough times, church. I'm going to tell you, not only financially, but also spiritually. The devil, I believe the devil knows that his time is short. I believe that he's working harder. I believe that he's doing everything he can, amen, to turn you around. But can I tell you, you can stand up today and say, for me and my household, we are going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The depression's over. We're not going to die. We are going to live. Hallelujah. Esther chapter 4, verse 13. Amen. Mordecai, I sent her the message. Amen. Who knows, but you might have come to the kingdom for what? Such a time as this. Hallelujah. Can I encourage you this morning and tell you, you can live and you can live right now. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, Lord, oh God,
God, I feel like, Lord, that there's somebody in here, God, that's holding on to that doctrine of death, Lord. God, maybe their past, maybe whatever it is, I don't know, God. But Lord, I believe that you send me up here, Lord, God, to preach this message on you can live right now. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a young person. Maybe it's a mom or a dad. Maybe it's a grandma or grandpa. I don't know, God. But Lord, I pray that you strike a chord in their heart, Lord. I pray, God, that you would give them the message, Lord, that they don't have to die, but they can live. Hallelujah. Let Simeon live and not die. And let his children be not few. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Brother Prescott. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to give an altar call here. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You may say, Brother Travis, I'm trying. Thank you. Thank you. That's what God wants you to do. My Lord, the worst thing you can do is quit coming to church. Huh? Somebody said, I'm struggling. I believe I'll just stay home tonight. What are you talking about? Brother Rawson's done told us, don't even let that thought go through your mind. Amen. Resist the devil. Amen. When he brings thoughts like that against you. But I wonder if there's somebody under the sound of my voice that raised their hand and say, Brother Travis, I want to live. Thank you. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. Brother Travis, I'm tired of the devil always beating me down. I want to say to you with the authority of God and God's Word that God wants you to live and live right now. Maybe your past, maybe something's happened in your past, I don't know. As I was praying and studied, I felt God impress on my heart. Maybe there was somebody that your past is haunting you. Can I tell you, you can live past your past. Would you slip up that hand and say, Brother Travis, I want God to erase my past in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible, thank you, sis, thank you. The Bible says that He'll cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Woo! One brother said and put up a no fishing sign. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Amen. I want you to take it one step farther. Those that raise their hands, how about you coming out of those pews, coming up here to these altars? Amen. We're going to pray with you. Amen. Come on up here and say, God, I want to live. Hallelujah. God, I don't want to die. Amen. I don't want my children to die. I don't want my youth group to die. I don't want my church to die. Amen. Come on. Come to these altars. Come on out. Amen. Let's pray. Come on, church. Let's file in around these. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's pray. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.